Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 21st of December, 2022, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. Now, right now, it's just me in the studio, but I am expecting it on a moment's notice that Mr. Cecil Newry from Guardian Radio AM and our guest co-host today, Mr. Ian Munnings, are on their way into studio. We got a lot to talk about today on the On The Clock Guardian Radio AM Man Down Mashup Wednesday. We also have the 12 days of holiday giveaways today to continue. And I've got lots of questions on the table. Look at that. As soon as I call his name, he shall appear. Good morning, the magic man. How are you doing, Mr. Newry?
Good morning. This morning. It's always good to see you.
Absolutely. I'm glad that you are here. Let me get to a little housekeeping before you settle in. So, I had a little, take a moment of soberness and somberness. I'd say this is the anniversary of the passing of my good friend, LeVar Pratt. And just take a moment, send that message out to all of the people who would have been touched by his life. I think LeVar was born a fisherman. He came out the womb ready to swim. And he spent his whole life on the water. The only thing that took him off the water was the pandemic. Even school couldn't keep him from the ocean. He was certainly a boatman, an ocean man, a sailor man. He's a good man. He's my boy. I take a moment to recognize him today. Also, a little bit more exciting news. So I was looking in Monday's paper, Mr. Newry, and in the Guardian Education section, there's a story about some young chefs. And one of those chefs, we know personally. And her father is a regular contributor and guest co-host on Guardian 96.9 FM. So we want to say congratulations to Amina Enius, 10 years old, a student at Akefren International Academy. She is the winner of the junior division of the Bahamas Young Chef Culinary Competition.
Congratulations. Yes, that's nice.
Congratulations, Amina.
And her mom is a chef.
Yes.
Yes.
And comes from like a community of chefs.
And cooks.
And people conscious about food
and healthy living.
Yes, absolutely. And so, like, I think this is a perfect example of you could tell the tree by the fruit it produces. You know?
Yeah.
It's a perfect example. So we want to say Congratulations first to Amina, and then congratulations to the Ineas family. How lucky are you to have a multiple award-winning chefs in your family?
Yes.
That is something to celebrate. Love these young people. They're doing big, big things. Yesterday, the Division of Cultural Affairs was on.
Yes, I was jealous.
Yeah. You should have come. I tell you to come in.
I know, but you had so many people here.
This is true. And they were telling us about the mini cook-off that they did earlier in Cultural Heritage Month. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. I think we need to have a soup challenge.
I actually said that we need to have a soup fest, soup festival, and just come there, and have, especially like after that January 1st, that January 2nd. You know, because we eat sauces and soups in general.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine having a soup festival there that we all go out and taste people's food soup and judge.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So another little piece of news before we get into the 12 days of holidays giveaways, 12 days of Christmas giveaways. The Bahamas Historical Society.
Nice.
Their first lecture of the new year, 2023.
Are you a member of that yet?
I think my membership may have lapsed.
It's expired by now.
I just pretend. Like, I appreciate what they say, and you should pay dues.
Yes, you need to pay dues.
I, as a member, why wouldn't you be a member?
There you go.
Listen.
But few behemoths know about it, though. They don't even know where it is, and I give you the opportunity to explain it and then sell that as a product, too. So
absolutely.
That's what I'm doing. I'm baiting you.
I have a question, though.
But you got to tell me about what this Bahamas historical place is.
Yeah, but like, so, but it, you will spoil the question.
Go ahead.
Anyway, they're having a talk on Wednesday, the 4th of January.
Okay.
Now, guys, let me show you something. Just by the name, you think Bahamas Historical Society, that could be boring. Trust me. Mm-hmm. I have never, ever been to a boring lecture at the Bahamas Historical Society.
I've been to several lectures. Nice.
Every lecture I've been to, they have to run the people at the
always
end
crowded.
Of the lecture.
Always crowded.
That means it's a good lecture.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sasha Wells will be presenting on Wednesday, January the 4th, 2023 at 6 p.m., the title is Enslaved Runaways in an Urban Environment in New Providence.
You need to explain that to me. I don't really
understand. Enslaved Runaways in an Urban Environment in New Providence. So it examines the dynamics that existed that allowed runaway slaves to sort of hide in this in the urban environment in New Providence. So we're looking at, I think, Nassau mainly, right? And it the paper in discussion is supposed to examine the differences between, like, the experiences of, like, Maroons and people who would have run away from plantations on the Family Islands and living in the exterior.
How they coped.
Right. And how people who would have run away in New, on, from a New Providence plantation and maybe from a Family Island plantation and made it to New Providence, and how individuals were able to hide in those communities and in those spaces.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a really interesting. I had an excerpt, but because I already have like 17 pages of notes, I had to pull that out.
Who is Sasha Wells?
I don't know, but I'm going to go find out.
Okay.
She's a university student.
Of the Bahamas?
No. I think she's abroad.
Okay.
And this is a part of her
thesis type thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So she more like she researched some deep details that we could add to our Bahamian narrative.
And I get the impression that the conversation intends to be a space where people also come to share. Like, she's still conducting research, even though she's giving a presentation. Mm. Right? Which I think that's the perfect environment where you come prepared to learn, right? And you hope that the conversation that you have evokes people to share what they know. Mm. So those are the best conversations. Absolutely. So look here. I got a text here, Mr. Newry. It says, good morning, Ms. Green. I know how much you love Bahamian short stories and tales. I'm not aware, but the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture on December 19th, I don't know if you are aware, launched the first of its kind national anthology of short stories. The book is currently available at the National Art Museum. I just happen to be a contributor.
Look at that.
Well, dear caller,
what should you call it? Be surprised. The texter could be surprised now.
Dear texter, if you are watching us on GuardianTalkRadio.com, right, or if you have downloaded the Guardian Radio app and you are using the video function, then you could watch me in studio right now holding up the copy or watching Mr. Newry hold up the copy of the anthology of short stories that you are referencing.
It's a thick book.
Given to us by the Division of Cultural Affairs yesterday to give away today as a part of our 12 days of holidays Christmas giveaways.
So you're trying to say I can't have this one?
Listen, I already intended to misappropriate it myself.
So I need to buy my own?
I mean, you need to buy two. I mean, three. Because I appreciate
you deserve,
the wine.
You deserve a good gift from me, so who knows?
Listen, and they sent it with a National Anthology of Short Stories companion pack.
What's that?
It's a pack of Benny cake, so you could eat and snack
food too,
and enjoy yourself while you're reading the story. Look here, you talk about high tech. The old young people don't know about high tech.
That's
they
like
give
good marketing
you
right there.
A book of stories, and then they give you a bag of snacks to sustain yourself while you're eating the stories. And I want you to know, I haven't taken the ribbon off of the book yet, so I haven't been able to look in it.
I wish we did, so I could actually scan through the book.
But I bet you there's a story about Benny Cake in there. So you could eat your Benny Cake while you're reading, I bet. I don't know. I haven't been in it yet.
You should call the names of the various authors in the back of the book. That's interesting. Maybe the text or name is there, then we could say, hey.
Dear text, I need you to send me a signal when I read your name. So we have Tracy Felicia Johnson, Eric D. Rose, we know Eric.
I know Eric D. Rose.
The photographer, yeah, right? Yeah. And now writer.
And poet.
Poet, yeah. Nefertiti.
That's a deep name.
E.J. Turnquest. Angel C.D. Presenti. Lukaya. Aaliyah Kiera McElroll. Alicia K.M. Roll. Catherine Lloyd. Aniska Stevens Gibson. Nakira Cartwright. Patrice Francis.
I know Nakira Cartwright, she support too.
And J. Ben Hepburn.
I know Patrice.
Yeah. Michael Worrell. I know the Worrell family.
Yeah.
They's makers. They's creatives.
Yeah, they're creatives.
Make plenty of things. Stacey Yvonne Johnson. Jermaine Rule. Novi Pierre.
I know Novi.
She's write lyrics and write.
I thought she just sings.
Right.
I mean, write, but I know she writes. Yeah. But I know she writes stories.
This is awesome.
Okay.
Dr. Desiree Clark. We know Dr. Desiree Clark.
I know the name.
It's Dr. Desiree Clark, that's Sina. I mean, that's Anglican girl, right? Anglican family. Anyway, Tina Roberts, Lerdon Barr, Claudette J. Thompson. We know, No, that's Claudette Allens. But then you are the Claudette J. Thompson. Mm-hmm. By taking that from you.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Miller, Michael Jonathan Miller, Donveria Duncombe, Angelia M. Colby, Raquel Hall, Randy Lyndon Lundy, Charisse Abigail Roll. We know that name, hey?
Charisse.
Yeah, I think this is a known writer. Odeka L. Gibson.
Odessa. I know her.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a lawyer. How do you pronounce? I forget how to pronounce her name. That's sad.
All right.
Odessa. Odessa.
Faith.
There you go.
Odessa. Okay, yes. Odessa. Faith Knowles. And last but not least, Teacher Munnings.
Her name is Teacher?
Listen, the name I'm reading here is Teacher Munnings.
There you go.
So congratulations to the 38 authors selected.
Bohemian authors selected for the first anthology of the Ministry of
Youth, Sports, and Culture.
And they have more to come. And they are asking Bohemians to contact them and put forth new stories for their new publishing.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I have a lot of stories. I mean,
You got to tell them.
Yeah.
And like I say, I'm inviting people to call in the show. I'm going to do it the last week of the year. And to start it and then go into the new year, what is your independent story? See, I think I have an independent story.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't really about Independence Day, right? But it's about a moment in my youth when I realized what independence could look like.
Okay.
Yeah. I was in the bush in Mangrove Key Andrus.
He was in the bush in Mangrove Key Andrus.
Teaching vacation Bible school.
Oh, you do different things in the bush. I mean, we on East Street, we're in the bush. Never mind.
You only got no bush on East Street, man. No, I appreciate
when
what
we
you
go in, when we went in the bush, we do things. But yeah. I mean, your things was different from our things.
Absolutely. And while down there, I was with the Anglican Summer Youth Program. We met Sir Lyndon Pinlin, the Prime Minister of the country.
In the bush?
No, we was in a restaurant.
Oh, okay, you're confusing me in the story. You start off with
restaurant.
Now you go into the restaurant. It didn't transition well. You're not good at this.
No, I was teaching in the bush.
You was teaching in the bush?
Yeah.
And you met Lyndon?
In a restaurant.
Not in the bush?
Well, next to the bush, in Mangrove Key.
Okay, I understand that.
And when he learned that we were there teaching and volunteering to teach Vacation Bible School, okay, weren't getting paid, and he was super duper impressed. And he's like, look here.
He bought your dinner.
It was more than that.
Oh.
It was more than that.
This is a story.
Yeah, man. He organized a tour for us the next day of South Andras. He arranged for us to go over from Mangrove Key to South Andras and put us up in Las Palmas Hotel.
Oh, you got a whole hotel? Okay.
Right. The whole group, girls in one section, boys in one section. And then he took us on a... He organized a tour. He took us to breakfast with him, to his favorite breakfast spot.
Stop that.
In South Andras, right? And that's when I first learned about the empanada-style Johnny cake with coconut in it.
I mean,
I was just... Because before that, I was just eating Ona Bailey and Marina Young Johnny cake, and loving myself.
Yeah, that Nassau Johnny cake, and not that island Johnny cake, where they just put coconut.
They just
grated the coconut and put it inside.
Yeah, and it crusty on the outside and soft. Anyway. And then I realized that, you know, a independent nation, sovereign nation, recognizes the contributions of its citizens and its young people in particular. It encourages, supports, and promotes volunteerism, right? And those at the very top are committed about building cultures of appreciation for those in sort of intangible elements of nation building, right? And I thought, look, that was the moment. Like, I'd always been volunteering in my life with the Methodist Summer Youth Program, with church, at school. Just you be a volunteer, you do the right thing. And this was a moment like where the father of the nation was like, look here, let me show you how much we appreciate.
That's a very good gesture. I know that, who's our prime minister now? That's how Davis tend to do things like that. Mm-hmm. Sincere involvement.
Yeah.
So let me touch you. You
know? Now, at the same time, I'm certain a young man was trying to chat me up. And the young man is the one who asked me if I wanted to meet Sir Lyndon. I say to myself,
I noticed that in your past.
Yeah.
A lot of men used to chat you up.
Yeah.
I mean, I've just known there's a trend.
That's why I'm so chatty.
That's why.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Plenty practice.
I'm just practice, you say.
Yeah.
I'm just watching you, you know. These narratives always have men inside your stories.
I mean, where the men supposed to be?
I don't know. Okay. Yeah, lots of words. Go ahead.
I mean, I know the story in Mars, but plenty of men on it. Anyway, so it was a moment when I realized what independence, right? Like, what it means to be a citizen of an independent nation. Like, you got to do your part. And I want people to call in and to write in. I can provide a space online so we could collect these stories. Because everybody's story is important. Everybody's story builds the narrative of the Bahamas. And what a wonderful story it would be if on the 50th independence, right, we would have a collection of these stories we could turn to.
Good, good, good.
All right.
But I know we're changing subjects, right?
Uh-huh.
Can you summarize what your conversation was yesterday? Because I still was intrigued.
Oh, so we were going through the event. So December is National Cultural Heritage Month.
Okay.
And the Cultural Affairs Division organized a jam-packed month of events,
mm-hmm,
right? A blend of secular and religious events, a blend of youth and family events, events more catered to adults. They had the induction in the Junkanoo Hall of Fame this year. And we talked about, like, on the 29th, there's going to be a live DJ show. It's the secular show. Earlier in the month, they had a live DJ show, a religious edition of the live DJ show. We talked about the mini cook-off youth edition.
Mm-hmm.
But I think two of the most exciting things that happened in the month are Bahamian dialogues, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where the division brought together stakeholders from various aspects of culture, like film industry, mm-hmm, fashion,
mm-hmm,
and they're having dialogues among these stakeholders. They've been recorded. You can go to Division of Cultural Affairs Facebook page and find those recordings.
Nice.
And last night, they had a Bahamian dialogue called How I Grew Up.
How I Grew Up.
And they had, I think, Miss Jacqueline, I want to say Bo, but I may have the wrong name. Anyway, she is 102. Yes, Mrs. Jacqueline Bo. She's 102.
Nice.
And she was one of the featured speakers last night on How I Grew Up. Mm-hmm. Right? And then with the, I think one of the most exciting parts of the month was the showcasing of Judge Daisy.
Nice.
Miss
nice.
Daisy have a movie?
I thought it was a TV show. It's a movie?
Well, I think it's a movie.
I always thought it was a series. Go ahead.
Judge Daisy, and I want to go check it out. Because I feel like it's like little Judge Judy-ish, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I got to see Miss Daisy in action. Anyway, and it was held. Well, this is, I think, the most exciting part. The Edmund Moxie Cultural Center was used to host a number of these events. Mm-hmm. And I think that's extremely important. Mm-hmm. Let's get people in there. Let's get activities in there. Let's get the energy pumping. And let's let people know that it's accessible for these types of activities.
Good.
Yep. That's about it. Just some little headline news.
We can go there. Did you tell people about the traffic? Because why I'm late?
Oh, well, I didn't even get there yet.
That's why I'm late.
I thought I sent you all a message.
I sent a message, and thank God you sent me the message, because I was able to deviate and come this way.
Yeah, so
I wish you had sent that to me.
You look here, just dear sir. Good morning to Mr. Ian Munnings.
Good morning, Ron. This is a Mashdown Wednesday, and you try to let me get Mashdown before I get
but listen,
here.
You bring any Johnny Cake with you?
Well, I did a little better.
What you did? What'd you do? A little better?
He puts up. I see he puts up in your hand.
I thought that was for me.
But
anyway, I'm not sure that people know that Munnings has one of the best Johnny Cake recipes in the Bahamas, right? Mm-hmm. And he has manufactured an in-store brand that is globally recognized. A number of persons internationally and locally tend to purchase his item. Have that Johnny Cake flaky. To see him cooking in one day, you're talking about his product is that good. And we was hoping that he brought one or two to be gifts today. And unfortunately, he brings something else in exchange.
Yeah, look how he have on the T-shirt say, Mommy Jam It.
Yeah.
He didn't bring no Mommy Jam.
Be the premier Johnny Cake people, them, right? And still he didn't bring no boxes of Johnny Cake. And the Bohemians want to eat Johnny Cake. It's Christmas. We still try to make up for it. So we work with it.
I always make it for it.
That's good. Okay, no problem.
And so Mr. Munnings is going to be participating in our 12 Days of Holidays giveaways. He's made a contribution, and we will tell you what that is as soon as you win it.
Yes.
Mr. Nuri, I get 12 questions.
12 questions.
Yeah, we don't have to ask them all today, but we got them, so we could get started.
Let's go.
Did you look at any of them?
No, but I'm always eager. So you read the questions and then we go with that because I want to start this and I want to talk about the list of things that you have listed there that we can discuss about.
All right. So, some of the prizes up for grabs today.
No, go ahead. I remember usually you start about what was given out the last time.
Oh, right. So the last time we gave out
three prizes and we gave out two pepper sauce.
Yeah.
Two pepper sauce that went out and the persons won that. And we also gave the grand prize, which was a lunch for two at Drifters at the Fry restaurant, which is the premier restaurant at the Fish Fry. And that was donated the item. I think we have one more gift certificate for that.
From Drifters.
Yeah. To be given out today. So I'm kind of excited about that.
We want to say thank you to Ricardo
Williams for donating that too. Yes.
And we want to say thank you to Sonia Farmer from Pontiana Paper Press. Mm-hmm. We've given out two of five journals that she has donated, and they're made locally at her press. And they Bohemian.
They're Bohemian.
Yeah, they definitely Bohemian.
Yes.
And I think you're going to love them. We also gave out two small prizes. One was the seasonal sunshine beloved body gift set with locally made lotion and lip balm made with aged refined local beeswax as well. Now, what we have on the list of giveaways for today, what I have to select from, we got a $100 gift certificate from at Healthy Lifestyle Deli, and that was donated by Nadine and Fina, ladies at Craft Cottage, Bahamas.
Nice.
Healthy Lifestyle Deli has donated a one lunch gift certificate, right? So you can go in and check out their lunch options and see if you are interested in making that a regular part of your diet. Mm-hmm. We have a 4-card gift set. It's a set of hand-painted cards by Leanne Keegan from Abaco. We already gave away a Seasonal Sunshine and SG Ranch Fire in the Hole sampler gift set. It was a sampler bottle of Carolina Reaper pepper sauce made locally, peppers grown locally, and a sample of ghost pepper infused salt.
Nice.
Ghost pepper infused salt that is for the pepper lovers. And then still to give out, we've got a 3-foot avocado tree. And I would like to say that I personally have assessed the provenance of this tree. It is a very good tree. It produces nice dry pears that ripen evenly. It's just a beautiful tree. It's a 3-foot avocado tree. And we have been given a gracious donation from Guardian 96.9 FM. We got 3 gift sets to give away. 2 with a Guardian 96.9 FM t-shirt, mouse pad, and coffee mug, and 1 with a t-shirt, mouse pad, and a hot and cold water bottle with the 96.9 FM logo on it. And then, of course, we have the anthology of short stories from the Cultural Affairs Division and Ministry of Youth Sports and Culture to give away. And Mr. Nuri, any other giveaways so far?
Well, let's see what we have first.
All right,
we go through there. Add to it.
Okay, so the first question for the day, please call in the answer producer. Phone lines working? Oh, yeah, phone lines are working. First question of the day. It's a very easy question. Let's get it started. When was the Royal Bahamas Police Force established?
I used to know this answer.
When was the Royal Bahamas Police Force established?
This is something you can find on Google, easy.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, all of the answers, I used the internet to get the answer. So you could use the internet to get the answer as well. You don't need a subscription or a membership to any service.
Beyonce's web.
No, not that one.
No.
That one costs money.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I like Urquhart's web.
Urquhart's web.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I like that. When was the Royal Bahamas Police Force established? I'm sure I heard a text.
Don't we have Guardian gifts also?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We got 3 gift sets.
So let's just do that.
Guardian. All right.
So we get that out.
I have a text here. Text, I'm going to need you to call. The numbers to call are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316. That's 325-4316. 325-4259. Dear Texas, this is not a text question. I apologize. I see lots of answers. Oh, boy. We may have to figure something out. These texters are so eager to play. And I'm mad at you.
We can always give a question to Texas only.
All right.
But it's a call-in one we're doing now. Okay.
All right. Absolutely. Yeah, man.
Okay, then we have one. See, we have a caller ready. Producer Patrick, call it through. And then we'll see if we can put a question to the texters so they can have them involved.
Yeah. Good morning, caller.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. Are you calling to answer the first question for today's 12 days giveaway?
The 1st of March, 1840.
Absolutely. You got the correct answer. Now, you know what to do. We need you to give your name and number to the producer. We're going to put that on your package, and I will. We will send you a text or message when the gift is ready for pickup.
Great. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. The police force was established on the 1st of March, 1840.
Mm-hmm.
On February 20th of that same year, the Bahamas Assembly, that's what the governing body, Bahamas Assembly, tabled an act entitled An Act for Regulating the Police of the Bahama Islands. Though addressing a host of issues, including the punishment of criminal offenders, the 1840 Act was the official document that formally established the first uniform system of policing in the Bahamas.
You know, that was created similar to the United States. The police force, was to police former enslaved Africans.
Yes.
And they had a number of laws in terms of loitering and wandering about, and they needed a police force to manage them. So that was one of the reasons I was told that the police force was formed into the Bahamas.
Yeah.
We just had a large population that was freed, recently freed, and then we needed, at least they needed, to police those people.
Right. I wonder, you know, the government used to require a license for wrecking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you couldn't wreck. I mean, you could, but you get in trouble. You need to get an official license for wrecking, right? And that would suggest to me that the establishment of the force really was about managing the Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
Because surely the first act should have been called the Anti-Wrecking Act.
Yeah. But you know, the government got taxes from wrecking.
Yeah.
So it couldn't be anti-wrecking if it's one of their major industries.
Tax producers, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really interesting. Okay, let's go through some texts here.
Yeah, man.
First text. It says, wow, that's excellent. So that was the person who said that they're in the book. They said, they're recommending for the Bahamian public and for the next anthology that we read Days Gone By, written by Jermaine Roll.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, so it's Jermaine Roll texting now.
Yeah, Jermaine Roll texts us and tell us how we could get a copy of this story.
Okay.
Yeah. And wouldn't it be great? We need a database, right? For short stories, when doing research for shows, it's so difficult. I spend hours just moving through documents, looking for the snippets of information. We need something that's organized, especially for students.
Yeah.
Easy to find information. Thank you so much, text and Jermaine Roll. Don't forget us. Another text. Morning, Lady Green and CA. I haven't been to the Bahamas Historical Society for eons, years upon years. But listen, when it comes to hiding runaway slaves, back then had it easier. New Providence and the Family Islands back then had way more undeveloped bushy areas with tiny roads. No cameras, no CCTV all over the place, no satellites in the sky looking down everywhere, no camera drones flying all around, plus no bunch of smartphone addicts record videos and taking pics every minute to post on social media. Lady Green and CA, runaway slaves had a way better chance hiding than anyone would have had today. Technology is both a blessing and a curse. Where are we supposed to hide today?
Well, one must also appreciate that if you ran away as an enslaved African, you need food to eat, right? And a number of enslaved Africans were caught because they had to come back to town to find food. Because when they went in the wilderness, there was no fruit trees. The fruit trees exist nearer to settlements,
right,
not inside the bushes.
Because despite what we think, a number of the trees that we think are indigenous to the Bahamas are not.
No.
They were brought here. Mm-hmm. They just, there's a word for it. Please, somebody text in where you're not from here, but you can grow on this latitude, right?
Okay.
And so it's like, for instance, caller, we're coming to you right now. Don't go, Governor's Plum. When we get back from this caller, I can tell you about Governor's Plum. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, morning. How you doing?
Good, thank you. How you do?
I'm good. It's interesting, the establishment of the police force right after the five-year oppressive apprenticeship period. And now that this organization was created now, to manage the movement and the economic mobility of these so-called free people, who, in my estimation, as you go deep into history, those people already occupy most of the world, if not the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
But if we continue to look at the structuring of our system, there has been one intellectual body that has seeing over how these institutions go about imposing certain policies and et cetera. So I think when we look at these dates and times, we need to now start more and more looking from the perspective of how they are, the people that they have been imposed on, as opposed to what made them actually put these things in place. Mm-hmm. And if you start to look at it from that perspective, you would see that maybe it wasn't for justice that this thing mm-hmm. was established, but maybe it was to exploit and to control.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it wasn't for to safeguard for wrecking. Maybe it was imposed to exclude.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, and I'll say this and then I'll hang up, I believe it's clear that the way that the system was developed and continue to be developed is a failure. The educational system, the people who deal with it, is a failure. The schools that they went to fail. They continue to fail us. They don't have new innovation and ideas. Everything about policing in the country is a failure. Commissioners after commissioners who went through the same process, failing, the murder rate continue to raise high. It's a failure. We need a complete different paradigm of thinking to lead us into the new wave of policing and developing this country, because no matter what anyone says, the people who have come to this point now, all of it has been a failure. Thank you.
Thank you, Dexter. A caller.
And the caller basically talking about critical race theory,
yeah,
and applying that to the theories on how challenge persons of African descent and what the challenges they had to go through in terms of the modern world. But mm-hmm. I understand and appreciate what he's trying to say.
Oh, yeah, caller's dropping bars.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, caller. I listen, here's what we should do, though. Let me read this advertisement.
Go ahead.
And then we can go to a break. And when we come back from a break, from the break.
Another question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plenty more questions. BTC would like to advise customers that we have commenced a disconnection exercise. BTC has easy and convenient ways to pay your bill with my BTC app, or online banking, or the BTC virtual store, or fast pay, or call us at 225-5282 to stay connected with BTC. That's 225-5282. Producer, let's go to a break. When we get back from the break, we got a whole bunch of questions, and we can maybe throw some open lines, some news in there. You guys stay tuned. You're on the clock, Guardian Radio AM, Mashup Man Down Wednesday, 12 days of holiday giveaway show. Stay tuned.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to the On The Clock Guardian Radio AM Man Down Mashup Wednesday. Listen, I got a text to call, texted and he said, listen, this story, Days Gone By, is in this anthology by Jermaine Rule. That'll let y'all know we haven't taken the wrapping off of it, so we haven't been inside of it yet. But you can find the National Anthology of Short Stories at NAGB. That's the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. Okay, another quick question. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, man.
Which popular fruit in the Bahamas was used to make one of the earliest forms of a popular candy? Which popular fruit, which fruit that is popular in the Bahamas was used to make one of the earliest forms of a popular candy? That is the next question. This is for the callers. You could call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. So quickly, there's this fruit called Governor's Plum, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a purple berry. It's like one of the purple berries. It is the most amazing thing. The skin is extremely bitter and tart. The flesh is extremely sweet. It's like a plum, like one of them store-bought plums. And you should press it and make juice with it, right? But it's not just your regular, put it in your blender and press it. You got to blend it up, and then you got to squeeze it with a cheesecloth or press it like with a wooden press. The juice that it produces is just divine, and it's very good for you. They call it Governor's Plum. You know why they call it Governor's Plum?
No.
Because they don't know what it's really called. It came from the governor's garden, right? It came from the botanical garden, which was the garden of the governor. And so when one of those governors from Indo-Asia, right, like from India or that side of the world, when they were sent to the Bahamas, they brought their whole, like all their favorite things out of the botanical garden in the state they were in. They bring all of that with them. And I think that's how a lot of fruit came over here. I mean, it came via the transatlantic slave trade and the movement of goods around here. But it also, a lot of fruit came with the governor. And they call it Governor's Plum because they don't know what it's called. It comes from the governor's yard. So they call it Governor's Plum.
Interesting.
And I think throughout the region, there are a number of plums that are called Governor's Plum. But they're not all the same plum.
Okay.
But they're identified because that's where they find it, the governor's garden. Absolutely. So I got a text here, the text to say, look here, we're trying to answer this question.
Mm.
Nobody has called in yet.
Yeah, so
that's, so I'm going to say to the texter, that's the wrong answer, texter.
That's the wrong answer. But yeah. I'll entertain a texter. So if the texter won the text right now to win a prize and get the right answer, I'll entertain it. But what else are we talking about today?
Well, there was just what's in the news. Okay. I was waiting to see what y'all gentlemen were talking about.
So I'll entertain Ian today because Ian was really late because of the traffic, right?
Yeah.
And I know that the Fox Hunt Foundation is doing their annual giveaway, Christmas giveaway, right?
That's crazy.
And we appreciate them.
Yeah.
And the lines that we see shows that there are a number of Bahamians who are challenged.
Yeah.
Right? And the lines are astronomical. I mean, I'm even concerned about the lines. Is it a true reflection of Bahamians hurting or these persons who are just taking advantage of opportunity?
Right.
You know?
I think a part of it is due to the way that the traffic has been managed, is being managed. So there are a number of road closures.
And I found that odd on a busy thoroughfare, that's, for lack of a better word, a highway, this university drive. They close an entire thoroughfare going to 3, 4, 5 government agencies.
Yeah.
Right? How do you block Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, Ministry of Education? How do you block Customs? How do you block the Attorney General's Office? How do you block the Ministry of National Security? Because all of that was blocked up, right? So how can you have road closures? Mind you, I appreciate what's happening.
Well, was road work being done or is it due to the event that is happening?
It is for the Fox Foundation event. I think it's an attempt to capture the traffic for that event. Like, so only the people who are going to that event should be on these closed roads. And people should divert.
But it's hard to divert. The diversion of diverted road is impossible to traverse.
And they should have tried the other way.
Absolutely. Not just that. I see you call it. Don't go nowhere. We're coming to you right now. You need police out to manage these roads once you've created these diversions. You need police out to manage the roads anyway.
Yes.
They're police. I don't know if y'all noticed that yet.
Mm-hmm.
People are not following the basic laws or common sense. So you need that. And I think that's missing. But another thing that's missing is the notice. These diversions only work if you give the public sufficient notice.
Okay.
Otherwise, people just jam up into a space, can't get out,
yes.
and then everybody gets frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody throw their hands in the air and say, let them drive over each other if they want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to this caller. Good morning, caller.
How are you doing,
I'm pleasant. Good morning, you two gizmos.
Good morning, sir.
I like to put you out to the end of the egg, you know.
I know you don't answer.
Now let me try to figure out. Now, we on the clock this morning.
No, this is the On the Clock Guardian Radio AM Man Down Mashup Wednesday.
Mashup Wednesday. And you got Mr. Nuri over to your show.
Yeah.
And then you going over to his show.
Yeah.
So you all get together and you all outsmart them 1 hour people. You all two get together. You all have 2 hour show.
But they only let us do it because we got prizes, Pocky.
Yeah, but then the thing is, you handle all the tour the show because. Let me ask a question. What is your take on the word dictator?
Listen, Spocky.
I can tell you.
Give
me a little chat here.
That's an interesting perspective.
The original thing, when you hear the word dictator,
yeah.
What's the first thing come to your mind?
Colonialism. Imperialism. But you know what I thought? When you were saying dictator, I thought, look at how these by them have me as the best secretary. You was about to tell them how I take over the show, and I realized
secretary. See, you don't even give me chance to talk, because you talking while I talking, then you talking when you talking, and then you could talk when Mr. Louis talking.
I could take notes.
All the talking.
I could take notes while I dictate.
And then you could tell
and I think that's what a dictator is, because I could take notes while I dictate.
And then you could tell the man when to push the button and block me.
No.
And then what I'm saying is...
It's only temporary.
Mr. Nuri, I was asking for a chat and Ms. Green could give me a moment.
Go ahead.
The first dictator I know was a person named God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't God the person that said, I am the Lord thy God and have no other God but me?
Yes.
Isn't that the same thing dictators say?
No.
All dictators say, I am the man overpowering, ruling, and I am the only one in charge.
They say one leader.
One leader.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same thing God said?
No.
God said, listen, devil, if you try to be the leader, I could throw you out. There's only one here in heaven, only one. The devil said, no, let's have an election. Let the boys and the girls them figure who they want to be leader. God said, no election. You got to go. The devil said, okay, half is mine and half is yours. I could carry the bad half. You keep the good half. Am I right or wrong?
Wrong.
See, why you say you're wrong? Because you're the Christian.
No,
you're the Christian and you don't believe what I'm saying.
A third is not half. A third is not a half.
Okay, a third. But that's a lot, though.
Nah, ain't a lot.
Sparky, what happened to 144,000?
Hello?
Well, I think we got to go.
Anyway.
All right, sorry about that, Sparky. Okay, so get back to the text line. No, text to guava is not the correct answer. Let's get back to that question. Which popular fruit in the Bahamas is used to make one of the earliest forms of a candy that we all know and love and use regularly. Yeah, that thing there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting.
If I had the answer, you know what I would have said?
Yeah. I didn't know the answer.
No, I'm saying what I would have said.
Is there another call online, all right?
Something
that's still Sparky? Sparky, okay.
So this is going to be a hard question. Just ask one more question so we got two questions running at the same time.
I thought when the first time
so much prizes.
Like Tuffy or something like that.
Yeah, and apparently
it's
not.
Close.
Not Tuffy?
No, it's not Tuffy.
Would we use Dilly to make something?
No.
Why are you trying to answer the question?
I don't know. I just
have okay, it. So Ian answered that question. I got a texter that got the right answer before you did, Ian. The correct answer is Dilly.
Bear in mind, only you knew it. Only you knew it. I didn't know that.
No,
I
the just texter said. I knew thinking, it.
Because that's all we had in growing up.
Sapodilla was used by the Mayans and the Aztecs. They would boil its chicle sap, mold it into thick blocks, and cut them into small pieces to chew. Y'all never used to make dilly gum as children?
As children, me and CA used to jump in the tree, get the dilly when it's super, super ripe, before the goats eat it, because now you had goats running around wild.
Yeah.
And the chicken, too.
Yeah.
So we used to get it, sit down under the tree, and then you just peel it open, and that's the movie. Or we made the dilly, CA.
What?
Remember, just like it was a dilly kind of thing that we did, like the tamarind?
Yeah.
Dilly sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all never used to make gum with the dilly sap?
No. No.
And you grew up in Fox Hill, I don't believe you, man.
No.
Okay, we got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. And good morning, Mr.
Good morning. How you doing, man? It's good to hear your voice. Did you end up picking your prize up?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Listen, I hope Aaron made that.
What?
The prize that they give me.
No, that was from my company. No,
that was from you?
Yeah, from my company.
Man, that was awesome.
Yep.
Listen, I using that one little bit at a time.
Yeah, that goes quickly.
No, it ain't going quickly for me because it means somebody in my house will fight if they try that.
I understand.
Yes, but Aaron.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Ian, tell Mr. Ian stop blabbering the answer, man.
Yeah. Let's ask one more question so she has a chance.
I did not know what it was, but somehow when I thought about dilly and the taste and the sugary substance that it is made with, that was the first thing come to mind. That was the first thing, and Tamron was the second.
Okay. Look how you...
And I would have had that answer.
Now, only Erin has the answer now. So we was in here, and she chuckling between me and CA. And she was indicating that CA don't know and I don't know. So I was like, oh, let me think about it. I know what we used to eat when we were younger, you know. So I just
and
decided
Aaron,
to say, you
yes.
know.
Yes. I'm from Andhra.
Yes, ma'am.
There is actually a fruit that we call dilly gum. It's not the dilly. It looks like a dilly, but it's really, really small.
Uh-huh.
And, when you bite it, it literally chew like a gum.
Wow.
So there is actually a fruit that in Andhra that we call dilly gum.
Wow, thank you so much. I'm going to add this to my list of things to go searching for. Listen,
So there is the dilly, and then there's a tiny little fruit look exactly like a dilly, but it's gummy. When you chew it, it chews like a regular bubble gum.
I got you. Thank you so much for sharing that with us today.
Okay, Bob.
Absolutely. Have a great day. And make sure to call Nuri when you need more pepper sauce. Yes. He's good at it. What an interesting fact. Just as we go to the break, because we got to transition into the next hour. It is 11:03, sir.
All right. Wow.
It is 11:03. I'm giving away passion fruit today.
Okay.
May give away some on the show.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a wild passion fruit that older Bahamians remember. Mm-hmm. They don't remember seeing this big one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wonder if dilly gum is actually from the dilly family.
Interesting.
But an indigenous version. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you guys, stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're not going anywhere. We're just going to switch the chairs.
Mm-hmm.
The Guardian Radio AM on the clock. Wednesday Man Down mashup will continue after the break. Stay tuned.